Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 14th. Paonia trustee Bill Bruner has resigned. Bruner submitted a one-sentence letter of resignation to town administrator Ken Knight on Wednesday morning. His statement read, quote, "To whom it may concern, this is my resignation from the Paonia Board of Trustees, effective immediately," end quote. A special meeting had been set on June 20th, during which the Board of Trustees was going to possibly sanction Bruner for revealing information that was protected under executive session rules. In a phone call to KVNF News Wednesday morning, Bruner said that he could, quote, "see the writing on the wall, and he didn't want to go through with it," end quote. Stay tuned to KVNF for more on this story in tomorrow's regional newscast. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke recommended on Monday that President Trump reverse a decision by President Barack Obama and reduce the size of Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Trump ordered a review of Antiquities Act designations since 1996. The first national monument up for review was Bears Ears. Zinke recommended that the 1.3 million acres set aside for Bears Ears by President Obama right before he left office need to be, quote, right-sized, end quote. Also on the list of national monuments to be reviewed by the Trump administration is the Canyon of the Ancients in southwest Colorado. So far, Zinke has not made a recommendation about that site. For more on this story, Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KSJD in Cortez filed this report.
Zinke issued an interim report on the 1.3 million-acre monument in southeast Utah in compliance with an executive order by President Trump. During a media conference call, Zinke emphasized that his recommendations incorporated feedback from his four-day listening tour in Utah in May, as well as public comments.
It's important that the recommendations were not made in a bubble in Washington, D.C.
Zinke urged that the monument's boundaries be revised to focus on protecting areas with the most cultural and historic resources, primarily around the Bears Ears Geological Formation and north of Newspaper Rock near Canyonlands National Park.
There is a lot more drop-dead gorgeous land than there is historic landmarks, historic prehistoric structures, and other objects.
He also called for Congress to pass legislation granting Native American tribes co-management authority over the revised, smaller monument. He also recommended lawmakers consider alternative designations for the land taken out of the monument. Zinke's next step will be to issue a final recommendation to the president, along with the results from his review of 24 other national monuments. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.
Colorado ranks 22nd nationally for child well-being, but the state is falling behind on kids living in poverty, families with high housing costs, and the percentage of teens not in school and not working. Eric Galatis has this story.
Colorado ranks 22nd nationally for overall child well-being in this year's Kids Count data book from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. But the state slipped four spots in the report's economic category from 12th to 16th. More than 180,000 children in the state live in families struggling to make ends meet. Sarah Hughes with the Colorado Children's Campaign says as Congress considers cutting programs such as Medicaid and food stamps, the report should be a wake-up call.
This really is not the time to back away from a lot of these public policies and targeted investments that we've seen in our kids' healthcare and economics and education.
Colorado has one of the largest declines in the percentage of children without health insurance, dropping from 10% to just 4% over 5 years. Hughes believes the state improved from 22nd to 19th for family and community well-being, in large part because state lawmakers have prioritized family planning programs. The state also continues to boast a lower-than-average rate of births to teen mothers. The data book focuses on key trends since the recession and measures child well-being in four areas: economic, education, health, and family and community. Laura Speer with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says getting accurate data to policymakers is important and notes the foundation has been tracking these indicators for more than 25 years.
because we believe in the importance of really getting a clear, unbiased measure of child well-being over time. We want folks to use this information to make good decisions so that we can maintain the gains that we've been able to achieve.
Nationally, the report found that 95% of children now have health care coverage, a historic high, mostly because of the expansion of Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program under the Affordable Care Act. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Rivers around the state are nearing their high water mark at the peak of the summer runoff, causing dangerous rafting conditions on rivers throughout Colorado. According to the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, private rafters got pinned Monday afternoon in the Roaring Fork River near Aspen Glen after missing a tight maneuver and going head-on into a log jam. The river was flowing at nearly 5,000 cubic feet per second during prime high water season. The raft held 7 adults and 2 children. The party was stranded on a small island in the middle of the river about 3 miles downstream from Carbondale. After more than 3 hours of rescue efforts, emergency crews rescued the rafters around 4 p.m. No one was hurt. The list of Democrats wanting to be Colorado's next governor is growing. Democratic Congressman Jared Polis of Boulder says he'll run against his colleague, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, along with other high-profile opponents. Bensa Berkland has more.
Polis is the latest wanting to replace Governor John Hickenlooper, whose term limited. Former state treasurer Kerry Kennedy, former state senator Mike Johnston, and businessman Noel Ginsburg are also in the race. Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says he's surprised Polis is running.
This is a lot of talent to put into one race. There's going to be some money spent here that doesn't necessarily need to be spent competing among Democrats. Usually the party would have cleared the field for one of these really strong candidates.
Saunders thinks at this point, Congressman Ed Perlmutter and Polis are the likely frontrunners. Polis represents the 2nd Congressional District, which includes Fort Collins, Boulder, and parts of the West Slope, such as Eagle and Summit counties. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Monday marked the 4th consecutive day in a row that the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for several counties in western Colorado. As reported in the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, gusty winds whipped up a destructive fire in southwest Grand Junction, downed trees and power lines around the Grand Valley, closed the Mesa County landfill, and canceled and delayed numerous flights out of Grand Junction Regional Airport. Red flag warnings prohibit burnings of any kind and cautions residents that hot, dry, and windy conditions can cause fires to spread quickly and make them difficult to control. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.